writer's block. There's no shortage of verbiage out there on what is, basically, a shortage of verbiage. There are articles in magazines and chapters in books and chirpy YouTube videos on how to deal with that rock-in-your-belly feeling that the words, all of them, for always, have gone. I get writer's block. It comes and, quickly or slowly, it goes. Sometimes it's in relation to a specific piece of work or place in a work. Sometimes it's more global than that. What have my experiences been with this phenomenon, this condition, this occupational hazard? Perhaps that's the key. Writing is a job of work. There are moments of inspiration and miracle and elation and flow, but they are the extra bits and can only be welcomed, not scheduled or depended upon. When writer's block is at its worst, I can't write. I can't remember writing, and I can't imagine ever writing again. Time is the only cure for that, waiting it out, and that's a cold comfort. When writer's block is not at its worst, but it's just bad, there are two ways forward. I can deal with it with words, or I can deal with it without words. With words, I can write something else. There is always something else to write. If I'm blocked writing fiction, I can write non-fiction. If it's a short lyrical poem, I can try a longer narrative poem. I can even have a go at translating a poem into prose or prose into a poem. Granted, I have never produced anything worth reading this way, but it is an experiment I return to, with hope, from time to time. But writing something else seems to have the effect of moving away from a hurdle, changing your shoes, and then taking a longer run-up from a different angle. Words at one remove help with the blockage. Writers' heads are full of words. Of course they are. Words are our tools and our delight and what grounds us and what drives us round the twist. We see in words. We understand in words. But sometimes, living constantly with, through, by words becomes a tyranny. You have to take a break. You have to ditch them before, or in the case of writer's block, as they ditch you. I find my escape from words in photography, art galleries and museums, and music. By building or perceiving shapes that do not owe their existence to language, something happens. Is it that the writer's brain, like the watched kettle, somehow refuses to boil? But if I look away, the molecules will, once again, rearrange themselves into a different state? Writer's block goes with the job, like a tendency towards bad posture and the wearing of slippers, or that exhausting combination of arrogance and fear, ambition and self-doubt that writers carry about in their heads, forces that thrash about to their own music without appearing to pay attention to any of the realities of failure and success. As far as occupational hazards go, there are definitely worse ones out there, but sometimes that's hard to remember.